Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have another story from Ben's Bitter Blog, a blog on WordPress. And here is A Bitter, a Noun, Cement for Bacon. A little while ago, a supergroup similar to the Avengers or the Justice League formed, called the Funny Blog Friday Group, with the purpose of making Friday funny. I was asked to join that group, because all groups need a bitter member. Every Justice League needs their Aquaman. You know, the one whose superpower is to, like, swim really fast. And they knew I was the best at being bitter. Then one of the group, Jesse Reyna, has been working on a project at school where she analyzes how differently people write about one similar theme. It's all very scientific and way beyond my scope of understanding. Anyways, she asks if we would all write about a noun in a project she decided to call Turn Noun for What? Since I didn't major in English when I was in college, I had to turn to Google to remember what a noun was. Anyways, she pulled different nouns out of a hat, and bacon became the subject to write about, so here is my take. Bacon is all the rage these days, according to the internet, and besides pizza, ranks as the top food that everyone would choose if there were no consequences. Let me tell you that salad and kale are running a dead last in the dream food to eat category. I do love bacon. Last night I had it on spaghetti carbonara, and I definitely insist that it be on any burger I eat. But the first thing I think when it comes to bacon is another group I am part of, a writer's group. As is every other blogger on the planet, I am an aspiring writer. I have a huge epic novel in the works, the likes of which, if it ever gets finished, will blow people away and even more when it becomes a movie. You know how they say the book is always better than the movie? In my case, the movie will definitely be better, but I won't care, because that will just drive book sales, and you can call me the biggest hack in the world for all I care, because money. You know who is standing in my way of becoming the most successful bad novelist whose movies were way more successful? Stealing the title from Stephanie Myers and the 50 Grey Lampshades lady. My writer's group. My writer's group came up with the name of Bacon because the letters of our first name is B-K-N-N. And every other week, they cook up all my bad sentences, fry all my grammar and spelling, and take all my boring dialogue and try to make it sizzle. It's because they are jealous of my grand idea and minimal writing skills that will soon be talked about in harsh, criticized tones. Can you just see the critics someday lambasting, with some lettuce and cheese, my writing, causing rotten tomatoes, to be put on a bun, to shut down from the weight of the plague of battitude my novel into a movie is? Can you see how it will be the final straw, in the drink they are eating with the bacon burger, that breaks the pens and typewriters of the critical community? Two little people in my writer's group, BKN, stand in the way of this happening. They don't understand that my first draft is meant to be the last. No corrections, no changes. Just let the story of nonsense happen. Quit being so responsible and let the novel have lots of cheese. So while bacon is probably the number two sought-after food to eat behind pizza, it is the number one reason why the world has been deprived of my epically awesome, yet terribly written novel and future really good movie. Arr! Bitter turn noun for what, Ben? If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have another Does This Happen to You? Moment.